quite know why one of our Birmingham folk absolutely represented Come As You Are with Nirvana a few weeks ago. Katie, can you shed any light on that, really? Why the selection was actually made?
It's a good song.
A good song?
Oh. Yeah, don't you like it?
You finished the show last week. I was coming back from Cardiff, and I thought, what's happened? What's it all moved around? We went into Radio B with Alan Stevens. We had poetic stuff and all sorts of things. And then, of course, they came to you bumping off at least 10 minutes from, of course, our truth seeker, who's online on Los Angeles. You know, I mean, he was your warm-up act, quite literally.
From LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world, it's time for the midweek drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truth seeker, the one, the only, Phil Leoners.
Just to underplay that routine. And you know what his first words were when we connected with him telephonically this very day? Welcome back, oh. Alex. Wasn't that right, Phil? Welcome back.
Indeed.
Means a great deal coming from your good self. It's wonderful. And you know, just as I was going to go into LARPing, interesting stuff. LARPing. I wonder if we do a little straw poll. James, LARPing. Are you familiar with the concept?
LARPing, no.
LARPing, no. Ed? You
no.
LARP recently, yeah?
No. As far as I know.
Time no. in higher education, and indeed as author as Captain Cobbler of LARPing.
I'm sure a lot of people in my book LARPed in the past, but I have
possibly.
No idea.
Possibly. Holly?
Where they dress up.
Hey, isn't that where they dress up? Yes. As
fighters and warriors, medieval, and they have
Cobra Elite cheerleading squad in many ways.
Fights and things.
Katie, are you
what she says.
What she says.
Not something that I do, but
I don't know. But
they
of course,
like competitions and things, to
fight for the
kingdom,
right to partay, or the fair lady cheerleader.
Yeah.
Are we in the right ballpark here, Phil? When we start talking about live action role playing,
you know, I feel like the midweek drive is actually sort of live action role playing.
So true, exactly.
In an interesting way, I don't know. Look, I don't participate in LARPing. I simply have a co-host who makes money off LARPing. That's all.
Yeah.
Because he, you know, back when he was doing the X-Files, he would participate occasionally in X-Files live-action role-playing games, which were very cool. But it's been a long time. Cannot remember my LARPing days. It goes all the way back to college. So I'm not the authority to ask.
What a perfect way, well, we're into Freshers Week here, when indeed, as Holly was about to say, yeah, I was always having a Stephanie moment there. Oh, ease away. As Holly rightly pointed out, because after all, your name's on the jingle, we won't wear it out. Fresh meat.
Yes.
Fresh meat. We're vampires here in Chile. It's quite amazing. So, anyway.
I was fascinated to learn. That here I thought that the midweek drive could be heard anywhere in the world.
Except France.
And apparently in your own studio if you're Katie Grimason. That seems unfair, really.
Well, it's all right now because Ed has passed over his headphones to Katie and Ed is sharing cans with James. So James and Ed are currently actually sharing one little headphone.
It's like the Great Depression. It's like the Great Depression where people had to share cans.
Yeah, it's true.
For warmth, if nothing else.
Times of austerity. That's the critical routine.
I love the austerity measures in effect. At Southside Broadcasting.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Say, there was a new show. You mentioned the Avengers. You mentioned the Soundgarden song. Did you have any chance? I don't know why you would, because you're not actually here. But to see the new Marvel.
Are we talking the Joss Whedon motion of super? Now here's one for you, which I will lay severe odds. Nobody in the studio will actually be able to tell me what does SHIELD stand for. We've already known, and we follow through next week. The Uncle, of course, the man from Uncle. Uncle stands for United Network Command for Law and Enforcement, possibly United Nations, but basically United Network Command for Law and Enforcement. Katie Grimason, SHIELD, as in Nick Fury, agent of SHIELD.
Lost me.
Oh, bless. Don't worry, we'll find you again, and all will be as though you've never been lost at all. Holly?
No
No. James?
I've been told it before.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah, I've been told
yes.
it. I just can't remember
it's
it.
It's an arguable sort of couple of lines, because it has been through various iterations, the Jim Steranko era, of course, of artistic routines. Ed? Pointless asking you, really, I suppose.
Who? No.
Who? No, no. That's and...
I'm sure I used to know it in the past, but I can't remember it now.
Do you want some? I mean, I could provide some. Are you familiar with this, Phil? I mean, are you? If I actually start off with,
well, I watched the show. The yeah. question was whether or not you had the opportunity to see the show, which of course does involve the cases.
Yes.
Led, you know, investigated by the Counterterrorism and Intelligence Agency run by Nick Fury,
yes.
which is the Strategic yes. Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division.
Precisely, and, exactly. You see, that's it.
And the show focuses on Agent Coulson, who, of course, was in all the Marvel movies.
Yes.
We thought he had
we
died.
We thought Loki had done him in. We really did.
In the Avengers, but this is after the Battle of New York.
Yes.
And these are new cases being investigated by Agent Coulson. It's a mystery as to how he's still alive, but it's a delightful mystery around which this series will revolve. And the only clue we have so far is that Agent Coulson says multiple times during the show, Tahiti is a magical place.
And that sums up every particular side of things we could ever wish for. Has that set of headphones stopped working completely, ladies?
Yeah, I'm gonna
no,
have
it's
to
just a trend.
I have no idea what
trend.
Phil's saying.
They just wanted to be like us.
Yeah.
It's just like we're walking around like this forever.
Share the zone. Yeah. It's
we're
really,
bonding.
Very good. Now, I do, because if I look slightly to my left here in the studio, to the right if you're actually watching via the webcam, I can see that we're having one or two challenges, technologically speaking, with the mini disc. So I could press a few buttons whilst Phil's into another soliloquy, possibly having a question with Captain Cobbler, the author and creator of Captain Cobbler, who I think could actually be an ideal candidate for a character in S.H.I.E.L.D., of course.
No, sir, I'm already planning my next live-action role-playing game. I'm going as Captain Cobbler.
I'll have to talk with you about buying the film rights from me.
So what?
We can discuss this while you're trying to figure out.
It involves a couple of buttons being pressed, a couple of ejections, and then all will be well. We'll give thumbs up.
You're constantly pressing the right buttons, Alex. Always bring us the best in audio adventures. First, Keith, I am no Luddite when it comes to technology. I have multiple computers. I use technology in so many ways. Multiple ways in almost every minute of every day. But when it comes to reading fiction, nonfiction, memoirs, it has to be in book form. I'm not sure why I can interact so easily with the news, with magazines, with manuals, even with screenplays in electronic forms. But when it comes to creative personal expression, although I guess screenplays ought to be creative personal expression, but they're not usually. But when it comes to books, be they history, be they fiction, it's got to be in actual bound book form.
There's actually a nice degree of sensuality about having a book, and it's not just the feel of a book, it's the smell of a book, and the ability to turn the pages physically. It's actually quite a pleasure, I think, reading from a whole host of different viewpoints, as well as just reading the story.
I never thought about that. I mean, it is a completely immersive experience because it does engage totally your imagination. And I guess the sense element, the actual physical touch element, is part of that.
Mm.
That allows you to really immerse yourself fully in it. As opposed to, now that I'm thinking about it, even though, again, like screenplays that I'm called upon to read are creative and inventive and require imagination, they require it in the same way that a blueprint, looking at an architect's blueprint, requires imagination, which is to extrapolate. They are more or less technical in that way. They are not, even when you're holding them, a truly immersive experience, but books are. And so I used to, when I was in college, I would visit certain people's houses, and I was actually fascinated not only with the people who had libraries, but whose book collections had overflown the libraries and would simply be stacked. There was nothing cooler to me than books stacked on a floor in piles because the bookshelves were filled. And I have now become those people.
And I'm sure you must have visited my house as well, because I've got books all over the place.
Books in Brazil? Astounding. If you...
I need to. You'll get a kick out of this, though, Alex. When I heard that Keith Melton was going to be on the show, I was going, well, I know Keith. He's written several spy books that I enjoy, and he founded the Spy Museum.
That's Keith D.C. H. Melton. He's no relation of mine, as far as I know.
That's a different one. Oh, or so you say. That might just be part of your spy world.
Maybe.
So I take the opportunity to go to the LadyKillersMovie.com. There we are, the LadyKillersMovie.com. I think I want to find out about the filmmakers. I find the filmmaker here, director, cinematographer, editor and co-executive producer of the feature documentary The Truth Is Out There. Phil Learness is a graduate of the UCLA Film School and has directed 6 feature films, more than 40 documentary short subjects and several music videos and commercials. In addition, he has worked as both a development and acquisitions executive and as managing director for a consortium of Europe-based film distributors. Companies. He is a California State Certified Violence Prevention Specialist and for almost 6 years has co-hosted the free weekly podcast Chilpack Hollywood Hour with Dean Hagland. Phil can also be heard as a regular contributor to Combat Radio and as a weekly cultural correspondent to the Midweek Drive on Siren 107.3 FM in the UK. Cultural correspondent. I thought it was only Borat who actually had cultural correspondent from Kazakhstan. But fantastic, Phil Nearness is cultural correspondent from LA.
I am top to bottom, I am a fascinating individual.
Well, yes, so true. Holly, questions for Phil.
We're still in production with the Lady Killers, aren't we?
Post-production.
So,
but you can still support it. You can still go online. For I was so tempted this very day to
and
actually
this,
say.
And the Shield things that I completely missed earlier because I had no headphones. That's next.
Phil might be called upon by Joss Whedon to actually do some directorial work on Shield. I think there's a fair chance. There's a possibility there, Phil. You know, we'll keep spreading the word. It's very important. Strategic. Homeland intervention. No, go. You delivered it so well, Phil. You tell us, what does SHIELD actually stand for?
Well, it stands for all that's good in the world. And the acronym is a Strategic Homeland Intervention Enforcement and Logistics Division. But look, you know, what I would also like to talk about is the fact that when I first became a fan of British football, of the association. I researched...
Not Crystal Palace again, is it?
Yes, it was Crystal Palace.
Oh,
I've told this story before. I researched like crazy because I like rooting for the underdogs, and so I thought, what would be a good, plucky underdog to root for? And so I followed Crystal Palace...
Not Aston Villa, Katie, don't worry.
I went to a pub where I could watch their games at ridiculous hours on satellite television, and then at the end of the season they got relegated.
Yeah. That's being a football supporter, Phil. Sometimes it's pain, you know, interspersed with moments of hope. A bit like Clockwise and John Cleese, really. But there we are. The first time,
and Keith will love this, the first time I ever worked in New York, I was there working on a film called Anger Management with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler. And I had just left the location. I was somewhere near Times Square at an hour of the night where even Times Square was almost deserted. It was that late at night. And all of a sudden, I rounded a corner, and coming at me was this mob holding up, a drunken mob of thousands holding up Brazilian flags because, indeed, Brazil had just won the World Cup.
Of course. They've won it five times, I think.
There is nothing like partying in Manhattan on your first trip to New York like you'll do when you're partying with Brazilians who have just celebrated the World Cup.
If you'd been really unlucky, you would have had a reporter for the BBC with his finger in one ear giving totally random questions whilst people were cheering in the background. There's one person in the studio who knows exactly who I'm referring to then, but it was one way of actually welcoming the freshers.
The pressure freshers.
Standing.
You know what? Everyone... everyone who talks to you, Alex, knows exactly what that's like.
Hey, steady on now. So as we already said last week, Captain Riker, number one, actually did a superlative job in terms of coordinating the whole show, and he did, and it's online, and you can listen to it on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
But Phil, may I just ask a question to you, sir?
Yes.
Do you have your printout of the show schedule for today in front of you?
I don't have it.
Did you look at it? Did you look at it carefully this time? I'm just drawing attention to the fact that you've said welcome back to Alex, but in actual fact, he's not here today, according to my schedule.
Ooh, nicely spotted.
I just noticed.
Very good.
So it is all a dream. The world did end at the Marathon.
Listen, why do you think I used that quote from the front of The New Scientist? Everything we know is just a bubble floating through the metaverse. End
or
of.
Not.
More of that with Mike Dooley later. And, of course, Richard Hand will be joining us. Katie, have you got any questions you want to put to Phil Dearness? Because it's been, well, months since you last had the chance to go one-on-one with Phil, and I know you've already sort of been disappointed that he didn't support Aston Villa. Well, understandably.
Oh, no, but I then became an Aston Villa fan. That was exactly what happened. After, no, I'm not, the villains? Come on. As soon as Crystal Palace got relegated, I couldn't follow them anymore. So then I became an Aston Villa fan.
There you go.
Yeah, when Alex read out what you'd done, it said music videos, so who have you shot music videos for?
I thought that would appeal to you.
Oh, my goodness, it was so long ago, but probably I'm gonna bet that the band that has a chance you would know them would be Portishead.
Yeah, Portishead. No, come on, Katie. No. Oh, come, Bristol's finest.
Oh, my goodness, you would actually love them. Lordy Lord. You should really immerse yourself in some Portishead. They were outstanding.
A shocker from all of us. I feel as though we... What do you want, Phil? Sour Times or, indeed, Glory Box? Which Portishead number do you want to go for here, Phil?
Dealer's choice, Alex.
I think we'll go for probably the best-known one, really, in many ways. Holly, Portishead? It's unlikely to be a cheerleading theme, it has to be said, Portishead, no?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I'm interested to listen.
Right, and James, Portishead? Unbelievable. What were you doing in the cruise ship all those times?
I know this may come as somewhat of a shock, but of your innumerable and extraordinary gifts, one day you'll consider your present-day challenges as the greatest of them all. Trust me. Now, wasn't I good to you, the universe?
Remix with Mike Dooley there. I trust you appreciated that, Phil Dearness.
That was outstanding. Mike Dooley actually might want to look into that, teaming up with Portishead for an entire release of Notes from the Universe. That would be excellent.
Yeah, even Keith Melton had actually heard of Portishead. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So what do we make of that, Katie? Will you be finding out more Portishead stuff?
I liked it. It was very psychedelic.
Yeah, psychedelic.
I love psychedelic rock.
And Holly?
I don't think we'd be cheering to it anytime soon.
No, it's a chill out as opposed to a cheerlead.
Definitely, yeah. Sort of maybe chillax. The cool down.
Exactly. After all that energy that Ed was frightened at last week. So it's all energy. Very energetic. Well, it is.
Of course.
Precisely so. And James Portishead?
Yeah, it's nice and relaxing. It's nice to sit back and listen
Absolutely.
To
it. Yeah. Where were these guys?
There is an outstanding Portishead Paul Weller collaboration on his song Wildwood. There's a version of it that's outstanding.
We will work through that. We have a very important, well, two very important things. First of all, another name check for the ladykillersmovie.com, where you can actually still support it. It's not too late to give, and give generously. You can support Lincoln Inspired on the one hand with that routine, and more importantly, also support the fabulous, wonderful world of the Lady Killers, because every cent helps, or penny, if you're on this side of the country.
It really is true. I mean, every single dollar... First of all, no film ever stretched a dollar farther than we did. Hmm. You'd be very proud of us in that regard, and every dollar does end up on screen. But we're at the point now in the film, blissfully, where we get to start taking our time, where we get to take time editing the film, you get to take time color correcting it, scoring it musically, doing the sound mix, and mastering the film. And so 9-month process. And so, fortunately, the days of, okay, we need to make a $5,000 payment to this location on this day are behind us. Yeah. Now we're at the point where it's a more gradual process. So truly, even small little donations are not small at all. They're big and you know, make up a significant percentage of what allows us to make this film, but not only make it, but make it free from corporate interference, because that's why so many filmmakers go towards these crowdsourcing routes, because it allows you to tell the story you want to tell, as opposed to telling the story that a corporation thinks that they can sell.
Putting together an audio show which entertains and educates the globe is a piece of cake. When you've got the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition teens on the case for Siren 107.3 FM and sirenonline.co.uk.
Or just after midnight if you're in Los Angeles. Tomorrow morning, Kaylee Carr will be reporting from the Northeast in her own unique way, really. In many ways, Kaylee, she's kind of like the Northeastern equivalent of yourself, Katie. Trudy Nieto from the National Career Service will talk about how to produce a top-quality CV or resume in the States. Richard Fitzwilliams will be with us talking about, no doubt, biopics, Rush and, indeed, Diana. Wasn't a great fan of Diana, but interesting. I thought Naomi Watts did competently well. Was she okay?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very good. Arthur McKenzie will be back with us. Anne Frank, the Chief Executive Officer of the Chartered Management Institute, will also be talking about a survey that reveals 9 million, I'll say that again, 9 million Brits tell at least one white lie a day at work. Yeah. William Setwell will be back with us as well, as Mike Hall, who's a key musician and part of an Eric Clapton tribute band. But I know, Phil, you are very, very keen to find out from Keith Melton why he's in Lincoln and how the listener can conceivably actually touch base with him at a genuine book signing in Lincoln very soon. Isn't that right, Phil Learness?
Whether it's genuine or disingenuous, I think a book signing is always an exciting thing. And I would like to know, if I get to Lincoln quickly, where and how can I participate in this book signing?
Well, I shall tell you. The launching book signing is in Louth on the 1st of October, which will be the 477th anniversary of the start of the uprising, which was in Louth. And then on the 3rd, I'm going to Horncastle to do a book signing there. I'm doing a book signing in the evening in Caister, and I'm in W.H. Smith in Lincoln on Saturday, October the 5th.
Wow, that is a busy itinerary.
And if you missed him there, you can catch him in New York, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not anyway. Put Ilana Rain on the case. I know she was recently sort of tagged in a thing in New York. It's time she returned back to the show, actually. Probably won't be next week, but very soon she will be back.
Holly Cox, Ed Wellman, Katie Grimason and Alex Levchuk, a Fantastic Four bringing you the best in audio adventures on the Midweek Drive for Siren 107.3 FM.
Richard Hand will be on the show as well. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, what are the last two questions we should actually ask? Notice the way out. I've conveniently actually avoided putting that responsibility to either of our newbies today. But I think after due consideration, all things considered, we'll go to Keith Melton. Keith, would you like to ask Phil Linus those last two questions, please?
I would love to ask Phil the question as to whether he's had an enjoyable telephonic experience from America to Lincoln.
Yes.
You know, not only was it an interesting audio adventure, far from being tidy and neat, it was downright messy, which is what I love. Mm-hmm. I love when it gets messy, because that's when it's getting freewheeling, when you never know what's going to happen next.
Never know.
And I'm sure your answer to the second question is going to be yes. Do you want to participate again soon?
Do I want to? You know what? It was the terms of my parole for my misbehavior on my last visit to the UK. So I have no choice in the matter. I shall return.
Good evening. I get a chance to talk about Breaking Bad, but thanks to Cameron Tilbury, Rebecca Mackay, Weingarten's wife, Annette Andre. They'll be on the show, of course, next week. Michelle Munro, Natalie Tuck, Kate Burt, Phil Leonis, and your good self. Thanks to the studio team, James Smith, Ed Wellman, Holly Cox, Katie Grimson, and Keith Melton. Did you enjoy the show, Keith?
I thoroughly enjoyed it, yes. Thanks, John.
And hopefully you'll be our Brazilian correspondent and all sorts of things as well.
Absolutely.
Work our way through that. James, you enjoy the programme?
An excellent time, thank you.
Very good. Ed?
So much, so I'll be back in the morning.
Katie?
Yes, I'll be back in the morning.
Hey, Holly?
Yep, and I'll see you next week.
There you go. Time to say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Ta-da, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.